الحمد لله وكفى وسلام على عباده الذين اصطفى. اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى ال سيدنا مولانا محمد وبارك وسلم. قال الله تعالى في القران المجيد: اعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. يا ايها الذين امنوا ادخلوا في السلم كافه ولا تتبعوا خطوات الشيطان انه لكم عدو مبين. صدق الله العظيم. السلام عليكم ورحمه الله وبركاته. I don't have a powerful voice or the humor of the Maulana that preceded me, so just bear with me. I'm a doctor, I usually take off people's colleges and do other things. What I want to share with you is some of the mistakes that I made in my life. I'm old, yeah, don't look like that. I am old, and I don't have what you have. Allah rewards each and every one of you abundantly, abundantly, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala reward our hazrat and all our kabirin. In my day when we grew up, alhamdulillah, Jumma only was for us. Okay. Tajweed was something we smoked. Deen was barely existent. Ramadan, alhamdulillah, I remember those years. We imported one Hafiz al-Quran from India. He came there, we used to actually call him Apollo. Apollo was a space rocket at that time. They had Apollo up to number 13, and number 13 crashed and they stopped the Apollo name. He used to move at a speed that really, and we were all very happy. I mean, 25 minutes, travel is done. MashaAllah. By the 25th night, he took a check and he was gone. And in that day and age, who knew about Islam? Who knew about, you know, tazkiyah and nafs? Who knew about those things? So when I see all the young people, I get so excited. I get so happy. I say, Allah, you've given me an opportunity to share my weaknesses with people who I hope and I pray that they won't follow in the same footsteps. So one of the things that I learned sitting in the company of our Hazrat is that shaitan is not my friend. Now that is an obvious thing. I mean, seriously, you want to tell me that shaitan is your friend? But always, we never understood in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala over and over again in Quran Majeed, Allah ta'ala says, "Huwa aduwwun mubeen." Clear. Not that he's, you know, he's a hidden enemy. How Allah is advising us, like how when we, you know, you're going somewhere, or your father or your uncle, please don't hang out with that guy. He's going to finish you up. He's going to eat your whole deen, your whole life, or he's going to eat your money up. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala was more loved than any of our parents. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tells us that this shaitan, please don't stay. Don't come for him. وَلَا تَتَّبِي وَخْتُوَاتِ الشَّيْطَانِ. Don't follow the footsteps of shaitan. Because Shaitan desires only one thing. Shaitan desires the downfall of the entire Bani Adam. Every child of Hazrat Adam alayhi salam must be destroyed and must join him in the waiting pot. Everyone. And that is his maqsad, that is his objective. And we say, no, but I don't follow Shaitan. I mean, I'm a good guy, I pray my salah, I do all the right things. But as Maulana just said, sometimes we don't appreciate what shaitan does and how he does it. Shaitan not going to come to you and tell you don't pray Isha Salam. Shaitan is very patient. Very, very patient. He'll come to you when you come home from work. Sometimes he does this. Now you're very tired. You know, you prayed many Maghrib, but now just eat something first. And so you sit down and you eat. Isha Azan is gone, yeah, but you know the masala. When food is ready, then you must, all those things. We know all our masail. Masail are not for the sake of dafin deen. Masail are for the sake of understanding what our Allah wants. So he says, okay. Then after that you say, no, now we eat nicely and all those rites that are pain and they're falling down and they're all falling asleep. So now I'm tired. Let me just sit and relax a little bit.
Then you take out this little device and start flipping through Instagram and Snapchat and all the other guys that are there. And I just want to share with you some important things. And so the time goes, and now it's looking like about 11 o'clock. I said, you know what? I'm exhausted now. I got a better idea. Not you got an idea. Bali is sitting here and he's making wasabi. I got a good idea. What you do, you don't read now, Isha, because you're so tired, you won't know whether what you're saying in Tista and what you're saying in that thing, whether you're taking Sumaya's name or whose name. So leave it till Tahajjud. At the time of Salatul Tahajjud, you get up. You read Isha Salah. We know the Masla. It's for Masla, everything. You read your Salatul Isha, you read your Tahajjud, you read your Witr. Nicely, Aram said, the next time you wake up, the sun is so high, it's burning on your face. So Shaitan, really, he won't come to you. Think about it. You know, Adam alayhi salam, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grabbed him and he put him in Jannah. And the whole long story. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala told Shaitan, he said, make sajda. And Shaitan said, no. Ana khairun minhu. Simple thing. And that is one short line that terrifies me. How often is it not in myself, ana khairun minhu? And I said, Allah, don't let me fall like that. Shaitan's footsteps. So anyway, after that, he tells Allah, he stands in front of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Imagine the arrogance of Shaitan. I mean, if we to, inshallah, Allah ta'ala grant us all the opportunity to stand in front of him in a state of happiness. He looks at Allah and he says, Bima avoidani. Oh Allah, how you misled me. Subhanallah. Allah misled you? Or you were your own arrogance that you misled? Bima avoidani. Now zayyana lahum fil ard. I will make the whole world beautiful for them. وَلَأُبْوِيَنَّهُمْ أَجْمَعِينَ. And I make custom Allah, I'm thinking, I will mislead all of them. All of them. And believe me, there's one thing that Shaitan lives up to. It is promised that he's going to mislead us. And he'll take down the best of us. There's nobody who is exempt. He's equal, he's fair, whether you Allah Hazrat, whether you Allah Hazrat, whether you got so many titles that you know what, when they make a hotel booking for you with 17 rooms, all those things, they still take you down. And I want to share with you one story. It's about the monk called Barsisa. Barsisa lived in the time of Bani Israel. And Barsisa was a monk that worshipped. He was one of the, you know, in his own little monastery away from the world. And he worshipped Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for 70 plus years. And such rank Allah ta'ala gave him that he's just looking at a person who was sick, they would get cured. Such years, he had nothing to do with the people. And he hid away from women because Allah ta'ala says, La taqrabu zina. Done Allah, I built myself a little monastery with four walls and no woman allowed. No woman, they mustn't even come near me. So one day the little Shaitan went to Shaitan, the big guy, and told him, see that Barasita, you can't take him down. You know what, this guy is like in another level. He's upon Allah. He said, you can't take him down. Shaitan said, me. I can't take him down. He said, what if I tell you that I will make Barasisa make sista to me before he dies? You always say, Tan say, this is our hero. This guy. So he said, really? He said, yeah. I'll take him down that before he leaves this world, he will make sista to me. Who? Barasisa, the monk who worshipped Allah for 70 years. So anyway, in the town at this time, there were three people. There were three Mujahideen. from Bani Israel, and they wanted to go in the path of Allah for the sake of jihad. And so they were thinking, now we want to go for in the path of Allah, and now Shaitan comes with all the excuses, and they had one little sister. So Shaitan came and told them, he said, how can you go with your sister? In this town you're going to leave your sister, it's not even two nights are gone before somebody finishes her. So they're thinking and they're making fikr because they want to go, they want to go out and fight in the path of Allah. Eventually Shaitan comes, and this is the wasawis of Shaitan. He doesn't come to you politically. He doesn't come to you first time and say, hey, you know what? See that one. Go and sleep with it. Doesn't work like that. Starts with just the basics. Or she looks, like we say, look, keep that fur gaze down when he don't get you. Or she looks nice.
Okay.
Like we say, admire the creation of Allah. One man went for us, and he went to Hazrat Nafim Sahib, Rahmatullah Alayh, and he told him, he said, Hazrat, the noor on the face of the Indonesian woman. What noor? I never saw noor like that. Hazrat told him, when they cut you straight down to size, he said, you couldn't see the noor on Kaaba Sharif, you saw it on the face of the Indonesian woman. So anyway, he went and he told us, he said, look, the only person in this town who you can trust with your sister is Barbisa. Go and ask Barbisa. So next morning they went, they asked Barbisa. They knocked on the door, said, welcome. He knew them. What do you want? They said, we want to go in the path of Allah. They said, mashallah, I make dua for you. Go. Say, no, no, we got one request. They said, what? He said, we want you to look after our sister. He started screaming. He ran inside. He said, no way. There's no woman allowed in my monastery. You can't do this. And he told him a whole lot of nonsense. He said, go away. Anyway, they went away. That night, Hazrat Shaitan came again to him. And he said to him, Mrs. Barsisa, what kind of human being are you? What kind of mu'min are you? People want to go vis-a-vis-a-vis-a-vis-a-vis-a-vis-a-vis-a-vis-a-vis-a-vis-a-vis-a-vis-a-vis-a-vis-a-vis-a-vis-a-vis-a-vis-a-vis-a-vis-a-vis-a-vis-a-vis-a-vis-a-vis-a-vis-a-vis-a-vis-a-vis-a-vis-a-vis-a-vis-a-vis-a-vis-a-vis-a-vis-a-vis-a-vis-a-vis-a-vis-a-vis-a-vis-a-vis-a-vis-a-vis-a-vis-a-vis-a-vis-a-vis-a-vis-a-vis-a-vis-a-vis-a-vis-a-vis-a-vis-a-vis-a-vis-a-vis-a-vis-a-vis-a-vis-a-vis-a-vis-a-vis-a-vis-a-vis-a-vis-a-vis-a-vis-a-vis-a-vis-a-vis-a-vis-a-vis-a-vis-a-vis-a everything they're asking me to do is to look after one woman. You're frightened of one woman, you see. But no, seriously, what Maulana said, you got it under control. You know the whole situation, you know how to deal with it. Your nafs is like, you know, sorted out. So anyway, he told him, he said, don't be like that. You're depriving three people of going out in the path of Allah. And the next thing you, this is not it. This is not the way you were supposed to. This is not in your teaching. Went back to those guys. Look how much effort Shaitan makes. He went back to them. He told them, he says, go try them. They said, not too much. The way he screamed yesterday and the way he performed, there's no way. Maybe there was a change of heart. And we have to go. So they went back. When they went there, they told him, Barsisa, this is the situation. Different attitude. Different attitude, because the advisor was now telling him something else. He said, okay, but only one condition. I don't talk to her. I don't see her. She stays there at the bottom of the garden. There's one room there. She stays there. I have nothing to do with her. They said, that's exactly what we want. Anyway, they went in the part of the garden. They left her there. Cut the long story short. Barsisa used to go, used to take the food daily, go and leave it there, knock on the door and run. Run. But you know how you feed a black mama like that. You get that food there and you run. Because they don't know the difference between food and you. Anyway, after a while, say, doesn't, I don't need you. Just say one step. Just say, hello. Okay, then hello, and then you put that one heart or something there. That's all. Then she don't reply for 3 days. Then he goes there and he talks to her. Then she sends you one small heart. Khalas. You know, when you go fishing, if you meet fishing, when you throw the thing, the fun is not taking the fish out of the water. The fun is letting it run and pull it. Run and pull it. Shaitan has a lot of fun with us. Anyway, so, he said, eventually Shaitan went to him and said, but you don't know in 5 years. If you got no akhlaq, the woman is there 4 months and nobody's spoken to her.
No single human being has spoken to her. And you say you're a Muslim? Doesn't work. Because being, your being is not supposed to be only in your brain, it's supposed to be all encompassing. He said, yeah, it's true. So the next morning he left the food there, he greeted the Wassalam. Next day he left the food, he greeted the Wassalam, he asked how the weather. Third day he greeted the, after the, how's the weather, and how she slept. By the fourth day they were parking and having a conversation. As they spoke and all that. But no, he got the house under control. Every night come back, make tawbah. Eventually Shaitan got him, wrapped him up solidly, and what needed to happen happened. He committed zina. So that's why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala doesn't say don't commit zina. He said, la taqrabu. Don't even come near it. Don't even, you don't play with a snake. You don't, you know, okay, it looks nice, bit of pattern on it, it's just touchy. You see the snake, you get up and you're gone. But my age also, what snake land through that window, gone. Rather you guys than me. Now, after a little while, they see that the woman is pregnant. Now what? He's figuring out of that. So Shaitan comes again, full of advice. He says, you know what you do? When that baby is born, take the evidence and destroy it. How stupid are you? So anyway, the baby is born, he takes the baby, he heals it, anybody else. Zina? La taqrabu zina. King Musa asked the Bina, it is a bad road. It won't leave you. Shaitan won't leave you there. Think of how committed he is. A man is a kafir. A man is worshipping Shaitan. He still won't leave him and get him involved in zina. Anyway, he carries on. Shaitan is again sitting there and he's thinking, he's a padona. Shaitan comes to him and says, are you stupid or what? The first thing that girl is going to tell those three brothers when they come is that he committed zina with her. And you kill the child. What do you think they're going to do to you? Yeah, right. Now what must I do? What must I do? She killed her. All the evidence is gone, everything is gone, there's no problem. You take away everything, that's the thing. They said, what happened with our sister? And he finished spoke to his advisor. Advisor told him, he said, she got sick, she had a fever, she passed away. And they in the garden, in the cupboard, that's where she's buried. They went there, they made dua for her, they prayed for her. Happy, they went home. But she died happy. Went to the kasara, shukar that nobody found out what happened. That night, the younger brother sees in a dream that your sister is not buried in that grave. Your sister is buried in the room there where she was staying. And what they in the grave is another thing. She gets up with a shock. Looks around, his two brothers are also awake. The other one says, I had a dream. He says, what dream? Same dream. Guess who put the dream in their head? So off they go in the morning. Fully armed. Go there to Bhattisa and open the door. Bhattisa went to our sister, he said, I told you, there's a grave. Why didn't you go and pray then? No, no, no. We know something in that room. Now he's sweaty. So they go there and they dig up the room. And they find the body of their sister and an infant. So they lift him up. And these are Mujahideen. They lift him up. But he's not speaking. So he speaks. Anyway, so they said to us, we believe in justice, we're taking you to the king. So they drag him off to the king. And the king is supposed to make a decision, and he hears the case, and he says, tomorrow morning,
you are going to be sentenced to death because you took a life. Next morning, as he's walking to the gallows, now for the first time, Shaitan comes, but not as his advisor, he comes in a form. And he says, Bartita, what happened to you? He said, you know who got you into all this drama? He said, me. I'm Shaitan. I got you into this drama. He said, really? He said, look, I think like this. This is how you got in a mess. He said, yeah, it's true. He said, now what? He said, you know who can get you out of this mess? Say, okay, what do you want from me? What must I do for you to get me out of this mess? He said, you know only one thing. Just one thing for me. He said, only one thing. He said, just one thing and then we're done. He said, what? He said, make sijda to me. Make sijda to me and then after that I'll reverse the whole thing. Watch me. Just as I got you in this mess, I'm going to get you out of it. I'm too sharp. Barsita made sijda, the entire majma that came to see Barsita being hung is watching him make sijda to a person. What happened to this man? What happened? He gets up, he looks at Shaitan with big eyes, now he says, now I'm sort of right. He said, now you're going to mourn. I got what I wanted. There's one of my little guys now, they're clapping here. See, but since I'm in, since I've been here before, more. So Shaitan won't give up. Shaitan will never give up. And when you're young, and when you're old, Shaitan has no criteria. No criteria. If I tell you no lie, not so long ago a man came to me, he's 57 years old, he's a grandfather. He said, you know what, I got a problem. I said, what? He said, I was visiting on Facebook, I found my old school girlfriend. I said, yeah. And then what? He said, what, she was in London, he's staying in South Africa. I said, okay, sugar, I know this. Geographic distance, hopefully you can get up. He said, no. Then I went to London. I said, what? He said, I went to London. I said, then what? He said, then we had a fate. He said, now what? So what's your problem now? He said, now my husband knows, and he wants to kill me. And my grandchildren know, and I'm embarrassed. What must I do? I said, I'm thinking of Barsita, what must you do now? What you say, I'm telling you? 56 years old, and you're starting to like, you know, get, but you know, seriously, everything else, the person, you know, desire for money and all that, woman, they don't go away. Shaitan makes them so beautiful. They look so beautiful, like Maulana said, really, in reality, they are something else. But Shaitan makes it look so beautiful. Shaitan is just the advertising agent. Shaitan doesn't meet you on the day of Qiyamah. Shaitan will come in front of Allah. And he'll say, Allah, no, I don't do this. I just show them and I advertise to them. And you guys accepted my dawah. Now it's your man, it's not my man. And the more we get involved, Shaitan keeps us busy, he's not the woman. Worse than gets us involved with men. And if you think it don't happen, believe me, it happens. It happens. What is it? Wasa'a sabira. It goes to a place where you don't even imagine. You don't imagine eventually even the shahwat will be satisfied with an animal. And if you don't believe me, in Switzerland, they've got a place, they call it a erotic zoo. So they've got all different kind of animals. And you can satisfy your lust with whatever animal you want. And little insan, astraful makhlukat, and you made him cohabit with the goat. And that is what Shaitan does to us. And then he tells Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, see, See, I told him, an afraid of men, I don't do them good. One is not enough, then I will give them two, and if two is not enough, I will give them whatever they want. And the enjoyment they will have from one, they will think like that's it. So this is like the ultimate. And that's what I was saying, that was stage one. So, we wait. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is saying, no, just to go myself. You are young. I created me. Zuyana linnasi hubbu shahwat. I created you. I put that shahwat in you. But if you look after it, in this world I will make jannat for you. You will enjoy your lawful wife. And in akhirat, you will enjoy your lawful wives. Ulama explained one of the first punishments of looking at haram. Is that the desire for your lawful wife will go away. Sometimes you meet some people in the community and the men there in the affair. And I say, okay, who is it? Get the details so we can sort it out. And I say, but you left this for that? Why? Why? I mean, seriously, you got the most beautiful wife. But shaitan makes that one look so beautiful. For what? So shaitan comes to us and he makes us all confused. He gets us involved in such nonsense. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, oh my servant, live a life that is clean. And think about it. You lived your life for 80 years. Now people are living longer and longer. And from day 1 to day 80, 80 years you enjoy your life. Not counting the 14 years that I mean you had absolutely no interest in nothing except playing with toys and whatever. Then came the time when you became a fruit merchant. We made out all our lives and became fruit merchant. What do we do? We bought it with our apples, blackberries and cherries. What is your whole 80, then the last 60 which you spend, you know what, going to doctors and you know, all the money that you earn and you use, now you give it to the doctors. Maybe this says from start to finish, 80 years you enjoy your life. Only enjoyment, no sickness, no nothing. One third of your life is spent in sleep. It's estimated that every person spends 9 months of his life in a queue. Not waiting the entire, but in a queue. How much time is equivalent to the day of Qiyamah? Not the Akhirah. 50,000 years is the day of Qiyamah. Your entire life is 2.3 minutes. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, oh my servant, sit here quietly 2.3 minutes out of the whole day. And after that, whatever you want. You want the whole thing to look like this? No problem. You don't like how she looks today, you change it? No problem. Your parents is like, no problem. Probably tell them, no. Allah, I'm going to have fun for 2 minutes. You can keep the rest. You can keep the rest. It's okay. And then you want to say we're stupid? Of course we're stupid. So this whole thing is just to keep ourselves and our minds aligned. because Satan will come to you. Satan took a custom that he will mislead us, and you will live up to them. And if we don't stay in the company of the pious, and if we don't perform our dhikr, and if we don't, when Allah Ta'ala says, La tatabiu khutuwati shaitan, how? How do we follow in the foot? Simple, by committing guna. And guna is sin, is not big and small, and they've got different sizes. This is a size 4 sin, so I can have 2 size 4, you've got a size 8 sin, so it doesn't work like that. Every guna, every sin is ma'siyat of Allah. Whether it's a small one and you do lots of small ones, eventually it becomes a big thing. So number one, avoid sin. Number two, stay in the company of the pious. Stay in the company of the pious, because without the constant reminder, our alignment goes out, and before you know it, that guy is pulling towards Satan. And number three, listen to what they say. I didn't have it as a young man. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has blessed you with an unbelievable blessing. What is the blessing? Tickets to sit under the arsh of Allah. Only for the youth. Allah doesn't say the whole topic, now you're watching, you've got a long time, you sit in a masjid. No, for those guys who are full of passion, full of everything. Why Allah wants you there? Because Allah is going to break the shaitan that is here. You say you must need all of them. The mukhlisin, no chance. So may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make me and make you and all of us from amongst the mukhlisin. May Allah ta'ala grant us the understanding that the life is so short. And what is waiting for us, is way, way better than anything you can deliver in this world. I don't care how smart she speaks. I don't care what accent she got. I don't care how she looks. Put her next to the Marine of Jannah. Seriously. I mean, the thorns in Jannah look better than that.